Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another The School of Light educational series. We are in the courses called Prayer and Fasting, as you can see on the board. We've been working through the Kingdom of Agape Love on the website of Pastor Deborah's ministry. Agape Love is here. And we are working through the different stories that are on the website that you have to read right now. But I am slowly videotaping each section to put them up so you can not only watch and hear, and they'll be podcasted out. We've been working through prayer and fasting the Lord's way. Pastor Deborah had to learn a new way of prayer and fasting if I was going to help people the Lord's way. Remember, I had been a licensed clinical mental health counselor. I only knew how to help people that way, or in the flesh by giving food, money, paying for college, buying cars, giving out clothes. That's all I knew until I was showed how to pray differently and fast differently. Then that opened up the spiritual realm to me. So let's begin with this next lesson of the School of Light here in Prayer and Fasting, the Lord's Way. Lesson or part number 13. As you know, let's begin with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for here you are teaching us. You have brought us all into the garden spiritually, and you are teaching us how you trained and educated Pastor Deborah to help people the Lord's way. Pastor Deborah was given a call to help people, but I learned that I was no good to you in your harvest and in your ways because I didn't know how to do them. I had to learn how to pray your way. I had to learn how to fast off of things and people your way in order for me to be yoked with you, traveling on a road together where you are in charge and we are working together. So I thank you for here in the garden in this section. While you're working in other sections with other people, we are here in this classroom for the School of Light. And we thank you for this teaching that you have been given to Pastor Deborah to share and shine out of her spirit to others. All right, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We had been working through Isaiah 58, 10 through 14. And we had finished up with verse 10. And I'll read it to you so we'll get the context of where we ended off and where we're beginning. Verse 10 says, "If you, O spiritual person, Pastor Deborah, spiritually draw and bring out from your soul the light that's shining in your spirit to the spiritually hungry people, they're hungry for my agape love and truth, and spiritually satisfy, feed, heal the spiritually afflicted, the wounded, the broken, the hungry and thirsty spirits, not the soul." Already tried that. Mental health, therapy, the world deals with the soul. Pastor Deborah learned is God starts deep on the inside of us, in our spirit. He gives us, when we believe in him, a clean spirit, and puts our Holy Spirit inside of our spirit. And inside of the spirit, the Holy Spirit is teaching and training and leading and guiding, renewing the spirit in these spiritual truths of the kingdom of heaven that this King, this God of heaven, wants it to know. So the spirit is learning. The spirit needs education. It needs training. It doesn't know. It's like a brand new baby. It has some instinctual things in it, but it must be trained and taught. then the spirit must grow strong in that knowledge, in that light, be fed and nourished by that light and truth. Then the spirit grows up into an adult and then shines out that knowledge to the soul. And then the soul of Pastor Deborah is able to release it without any flesh in it, pride in it, any kind of defilement in it. And the Holy Spirit can ride right through my spirit. The light can come right through you to receive it. And sometimes what happens is this truth trying to get through the soul has scramblers, has walls, defenses, pride, everything is there. But when we work with the spirit, it's a little bit easier because that part of us has been removed. We're separated. We're having an out-of-body experience right here. And that's normal. So don't think out-of-body experiences are abnormal. Everybody has out-of-body experiences. They have them in their dreams. They have them when they're abused, when they're drinking, when they are in front of people and they're afraid. Everybody in their soul has different personalities that they present to us. So God is working with you spiritually, saying, get in your spirit, grow up, and then release this and help feed and nourish the spiritual afflictions, the wounded and broken spiritual ones that you are, that have come here to the garden today, that have been brought here. You're hungry for truth. You want to know, why is the world the way it is? How do you change it? You try to pass laws, you get new leadership, new businesses. You're trying so hard, and they steal from you. They steal your data. They hack you. They trick you. They abuse you in childhood. You don't even know why your parents do what you do to you. You don't know why you're trafficked. Is it just money? Where does that come from? Why is greed more important in this world than helping people? Oh, greed is helping people. It's helping those that are more powerful to get richer. How come people will lie, cheat, and steal to be in leadership, politics, and control a whole nation? What are they trying to do when they speak deceptions? And they tell you one thing to your face, and then behind the scenes they do something else. Why do they trick you, lie to you, when you want to believe that they're good people? Why are people shooting rockets back and forth? Why aren't people satisfied? Why is there war, famine? Why are there terrorists? Why is there bullying and drugs? And why do people need drugs and alcohol? Why is there no peace? You're asking these questions. In your soul you are, and so is your spirit. And I know that, and I'm to give you the answers spiritually to your spirit. And when I do this to your soul and your spirit, then my spiritual light and righteousness is spiritually rising up. It's coming forth into your obscurity, in your ignorance, in your darkness, into your prison cells, your captivity. And that light will come, and it will be bright as the noonday, the sun shining upon you. Okay? So that's sort of what Pastor Deborah's doing. You are the recipient. And you might get it here in the garden and then go back in your body, your physical body. You may not have any memories of this. You might think it was a dream. In your soul, you might get headaches. You might get sick. There'll be a war going on the inside of you. Light is coming into the soul's darkness. It's pushing back against its rulership of lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It's pushing back against this adversary of truth and love and light inside of you. Family members will come and put pressure on you. You're acting different. You seem different. What did you do? Who are you talking to? What books are you reading? What did you watch on YouTube? Who are you talking to? You're not the same person you are, and you won't be. And you may not know why for a long time in your soul. There's a war going on in you. All right, now let's pick up in this lesson, lesson number 13 of Prayer and Fasting, the Lord's Way, on this section called The Kingdom of Agape Love, Prayer and Fasting, the Lord's Way. Verse 11 of Isaiah 58, 1 through 14. Verse 11, and the Lord shall guide you continually by his Holy Spirit and his living words of spirit and life. Mm-hmm. So when I give to you and feed and nourish your spirit, you're getting the Lord. You're getting the Spirit of the Lord. You're getting his truth and his light, and he will guide you. That light will say, go over here. Don't make that decision. No, don't be with that person. No. You don't have to do that anymore. No, you don't have to go to that mountain and worship. No, you don't have to go to that temple. Just stay with me. Listen to me. I'll show you how to worship me. I'll show you how to be good. I'll show you what's wrong in the world. I'll show you. He said, he will continually guide you by his Holy Spirit if you have it. Most people who do not believe in this Christ Jesus as Lord, as the Son of God, and his Father do not have the Holy Spirit in them. They can hear him out here if they're looking and listening. Mm-hmm. But until he's inside, it's a little bit more difficult for him to guide you and lead you. And sometimes what happens is we need to be led when we are fearful, when we don't know what to do, when there's confusion, when there's a lot of voices talking to us, he will help you. And he says, I will spiritually, my word, my light, will satisfy your spirit and your soul if you allow it. Did you know this one young, precious guy named Chris I was working with for years? He was afraid to let his soul and his spirit be satisfied by this God, to allow its love and gentleness to touch him, because love had hurt him. He was afraid of its peace and its guidance. So you may be like Chris and need a little bit of time. He'll be gentle with you. He will not force anything on you through violence, through swords, through abuse, through torture, through shaming you, through humiliating you, cutting you off from your family. He won't do that. He's not that kind of God. Other gods are. There's some mean ones. Ugh. But they're not really gods. They are gods who want to be God. But they got kicked out of that kingdom, and they are mad. And they are trying to get you to worship them and to go to them and be satisfied in your spirit and soul by them. And if they have to force you, burn your schools down, cut your heads off, force you to pay taxes, excommunicate you out of the church, block you, whatever they need to do on Twitter or Facebook, they'll do it. But not this God. He'll be right there with you when they do that. And you'll be satisfied, and he will guide you. And he will be with you in times of drought and lack of his living water. Uh-huh. Sometimes you get cast out of your families, your culture, your traditions, and there's no friends. A lot of people are suffering through that right now, through COVID. They can't get together and have the pleasure as they used to in crowds and family. And he says, I'll satisfy you. There's a drought here. There's a lack of peace and joy and love. But I'm with you. I can give you truth and light and peace and joy that nobody knows about. I'll give you my living water, my words. There'll never be a lack of my words for you, of agape love and life and truth and wisdom, he says, and understanding. I'll make you fat, you're spiritually overflowing and full with my light, with my truth and my love. It'll strengthen your spiritual bones to stand against all odds. I am in that position right now. I stay at home. I read the word, and I have to trust God. I have pressure coming about the vaccines. God vaccinated me against all the variants, and they're coming. There's more than you know. And there are demonic things that are attached to this. The virus initially was created by God, but Satan, the adversary of God, threw humanity in a nation that has a dragon as their symbol and not this God. They added a few things, and they sent it out to do warfare against the world. Lot goes on spiritually. So he says, I will make you fat and strong, and you will be overflowing and rich in your spiritual bones, which holds, will help you hold and will gird you up when times of testing come, trials, fires, attacks, death, the virus. And you shall be like a well-watered garden, a garden that is well-nourished. Water when it's needed, sunshine when it's needed, nourishment coming up from the dirt, with life-sustaining water that is full of all that's needed for your spirit, for its life, for producing its fruit. God wants to see produced out of your spirit. And like a spring of water, one that continues to bring forth water up from the deep in the earth and is clean and cool and never ending, whose water, whose words of spirit and life never fail. Yeah, they will not fail you. I've been there many a times. I've run to his fortress. I've had to stand when I've been called into pastor's offices, attacked in my own home, can't move, can't speak. But I had to know and trust the Lord every step of the way. And it's hard when you go alone. Your family's not with you, and they are actually attacking you. And they're belittling you and bullying you. I have to hold and still love the spirit that's inside of them. All right, Isaiah 58, verse 12. And they, those who have set free, who have been set free from their yokes of oppression, Pastor Deborah was, that I bring forth into the house of the Lord you, that I lift you from your heavy burdens off of you, that I help you to have truth and light into your... What? You feel like some bonds and chains are breaking off? I see that. They're just disappearing. Yes, wonderful. God's at work. His truth is breaking chains off of your spirit. I'm to provide you with the opportunity to put on the spiritual white robe of righteousness. What is that? His garments of salvation and new birth. They're right there if you want them. You do. How do you get them? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, all those who desire to put on these new clothes, this white robe of righteousness that you provide for their spirit, and take off those dirty clothes of shame and guilt and the past memories and the connection to the soul with its hard heart, unbendable mind. Father, lift off those rags of the beggar. Clean them. Let your light come down as a rainbow. Shine on them and cleanse them. And then let your angels put on them the white robe of righteousness. Oh my goodness, everybody's getting dressed. And now you shall be in the house. And your new house, your new family will be the Lord's. Yeah. You shall build and renew these old wastes. He's going to help you rebuild your spirit up. And your broken and fractured places of your spirit. And boy, are they a mess. And your soul, your subconscious, your soul, it is a mess. And he's going to help you fix it all through his word, through his light. You shall spiritually raise up these very spiritual foundations of what? The robe of righteousness. Lifting off these heavy burdens of yoke and oppressions. And you shall help others for many generations. And what will you be called? Just like Pastor Deborah's called. You will be called the spiritual repairer, the renewer, the rebuilder of the breach, the torn down, the broken ones, the wounded ones, the fractured ones who are separated from God. You will be the spiritual restorer, renewer, rebuilder of the ancient paths and roads to walk in, to live in, to think in, to follow after. The words of light. They will shine on your path. They will guide you. Yeah. Isn't that powerful? Now you will be called by something else. And what will your job be spiritually? You'll be helping people to repair and renew and rebuild their separativeness from God. They've been wounded and broken and fractured in their spirit and their soul. And they are separated from God, just like you were when you came here today, but not anymore. Through prayer and fasting the Lord's way, you will learn how to pray with people, be sensitive to people's hearts. You'll be able to hear them thinking that they want to be new and strengthened. And you will know when to stop and do a prayer. You'll be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I just left another part of the garden. And God was doing powerful, powerful stuff. And they were just staying in the presence of the Lord. I just left them with Him. They're His people and it's His house. You will also be called a restorer, a renewer, and a rebuilder of the ancient paths. The roads that we have to walk on, that we have to live in and think in, and we have to follow after, not what our culture or tradition or our religion tells us or our denominations or the world or whatever anybody else says. You will learn how to walk, where to walk, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say. I catch a lot of people on LinkedIn. This one lady said she was going to stay off of LinkedIn for a while. Her husband was having some problems. So she said sort of goodbye. Well, the next day or two, she's right back and she's there. Do you think I'm going to listen to anything she has to say? She's promoting herself, 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 herself. It's all about her. We don't care. Knowing about somebody's birthday, their weddings, that does not change your soul or your spirit. When your words and your actions don't line up, you're not walking on this path. You're not being guided by the light of truth. That's hypocrisy. When politicians say one thing and do something else, they're not rebuilders or restorers. They might be trying to restore the nation or a business or something to another god. When they say, we're going to go back to the way it was, well, what was the way it was? Did you know democracy is not even of this God of the kingdom of heaven? It is from the Greeks. They were pagans and they had polygods. They believed that not a god should decide the government, but people. And somehow they believed not everybody should be a politician. Only the educated that goes to the right schools with the right skin color, the right this, can get enough money to get enough votes. They'll cheat on the votes. They'll get whatever. Why? Because they don't want a God that we've been talking about here leading them and guiding them. They have left God out completely. And that is just about every nation, every government of this world. Communism is not of God. Socialism is not of God. Each one has a little sort of perverted component of the kingdom of heaven, but it's not the kingdom. None of them seem to be taking orders from the God of prayer and fasting, of King David, of the Old Testament. It's not there. So don't trust any of that stuff. Trust this word, this light of God, His Holy Spirit. If you want to know who to vote for, ask Him. If you want to know if you should vote, ask Him. If you want to know what you should vote for, ask Him. Ask Him what's going on in your nation and your country. He'll tell you. Who's in charge? What's the goal of what's going on? I asked Him about climate change. What's the goal of climate change? Okay? There's many goals, but what's the spiritual goal? What's the goal of this law? What's the goal of that? What's the goal of this culture? What's the goal of everything that's going on? I ask Him. He doesn't want you to be ignorant. He wants you to be knowledgeable, unyoked from that. Not fearful, but knowing, sticking close to Him and asking Him, what's up? Mm-hmm. So when you say it, you don't get upset. You look at the spirits behind what's going on and you see their condition. Mm-hmm. Pastor Deborah has been given the privilege and the honor to speak to those spirits. Most of them are babies. Yep. And they're fearful babies. And their souls have been in charge and their souls are split into many different fractions and personalities. Some of them are just, they will dance. They won't remember anything that they've done. They'll have no recollection. They don't want to get caught in what they did. So they have no recollection of it. They'll avoid certain topics. They won't talk about it. They'll dance. They'll drag out. None of that is of God, of this Bible. None of it. So don't get too upset when all this is happening. Don't get upset if nations go to war. That's biblical. Don't get upset if empires go away or world wars come. That's all biblical. You stay with Him. You help other people spiritually. You help repair and renew and rebuild their spirits. You get them put on that white robe of righteousness and let the Holy Spirit do His work. And you love on them and you support them in that spiritually. Learn to believe in the spiritual realm. Learn that's the part of us that when we die, the earthly body is destroyed, lives on. Mm-hmm. That's nothing new. That's the part Deborah's working with. So I want to just thank you for coming today. We got through verse 12. We'll pick up in verse 13 next lesson in the School of Light, the educational series called Prayer and Fasting. We're working through that section in the Kingdom of Agape Love, Volume 1, called Fasting and Prayer, the Lord's Way. When we finish that, we'll move to the next section, and we'll start with Lesson 1 in that and work through it and then go to the next. Long way to go, a lot of wonderful, true stories. You'll learn how Pastor Deborah was taught, challenged, unyoked, re-yoked to the Lord, how I was loosed, and how I became a spiritual repairer and renewer and rebuilder of the breach between humanity and God, and how I learned to turn their hearts to Him. And until they could do that, I was their mama. And feeding them and nourishing them and loving on them to build up that very anchor of their soul and their spirit in love. And many that have been so abused, that's what they need. Sometimes they come and visit me and they just sit while I'm studying. They want to come and give me kisses. They want to say thank you because I'm slowly through me, my spirit. The Holy Spirit is working. It's not my spirit. It's His word, His water, His love that's coming freely, uninhibited through my spirit to their spirit. They're just not ready to kind of have direct contact with Him yet. So neither is like a little baby first out of the womb. Mama is the anchor. Then slowly through time, they're ready to meet other people and voices, and they're ready to explore. So be at peace. God is at work. learn and grow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together here in the garden with these in the School of Light, your educational series about learning how to help people fast your way. We thank you for this, and we give you all the thanks and praise that you will continue to teach them through your word, through Pastor Deborah's life that you have changed so drastically through all the ups and the downs and the many years. We thank you for your continued wealth of water that's coming up out of your well into our spirits. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, everybody, go and enjoy the garden. You might want to stay away from that section over there where you see that gentle light. And there are people over there God is ministering to in his presence. Go off and play and go swimming, jump in the lake, swim with the swans, talk to the flowers. Go look at that rose over there. Yeah. Did you know that I just had to have a female feral cat, a wild cat, spayed? And she had been in heat and attracting males, so I got her done. She has one eye. Call her One Eye. And when I was in the garden the other night, her replica in the garden and her companion named Star came to me in the spirit and said thank you for helping their counterparts, their reflections in the world, so she could live a happy life with her companion. He's already neutered, and she's doing well, and she's happy. She won't be bothered by the boys anymore. And I got to trap a couple more of those boys that keep showing up from somewhere. So there is the world in the natural, and there's the world here in the garden. And what's in the natural is a reflection. It has death in it and ick, but it has its counterparts here in the garden. So One Eye and Star came to me from the garden and said thank you. All right. You guys be good. Angels, you make sure they get back to their bodies fine. And I'll see you again on the next School of Light educational series, Prayer and Fasting. Volume 1, and it will be part number 14. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually the Lord's way for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments, and if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at PastorDeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.